Welcome to another episode of our podcast, Let's Talk TriDelta. Thanks for joining us. I'm Karen White, TriDelta's CEO and editor-in-chief of the award-winning Trident magazine. We're now several weeks into sheltering in place, staying home, and dealing with the unfolding situation around COVID-19. And as TriDelta continues to support our members, we've launched a new series called Three for You. It's where we're taking some of the most important issues that you're facing today and some of the topics that you want to hear about and finding TriDelta experts to share their top three tips or insights or best practices for you. Today, we have with us a very special guest. She's going to talk to us about the everyday challenges we're facing and the perspectives we have to consider: money, health, education, wellness, and how our social distancing has created new norms in our lives, changing the way that we're having to learn to adapt to new approaches on how we live our lives and conduct our business. Some of these new factors on areas of major impact of our lives and others may be a bit lighter, you know, new routines and lots of adjustment. Many women have routines that we keep up with personally around our personal maintenance and how we present ourselves to the outside world. You know, that's not just about having our salon appointments canceled. It's really about how we examine self-care as a part of our overall well-being and our mental health. Of course, with us today to talk about this is our very own Stacy Nato. She is a renowned speaker and wellness guru. She's here to give us her three for you tips on areas of beauty and self-acceptance. Stacy, we're so glad to have you back on Let's Talk TriDelta.
Thank you for having me. It's my favorite place to be, as always.
So many women are having to reevaluate our personal routines. And by many, that includes me, right? Our appearance, how we're going to manage the coming weeks and months, how we're going to continue to appear on endless video conference calls. You're looking at this through a lens of not just something as simple as what we do to make ourselves feel better about how we present ourselves. You're actually talking more broadly about acceptance without guilt, right? Tell us more about that.
Absolutely. Yeah. You know, we're in such unique times, right? And as you mentioned, we're weeks into this now, but we're weeks into uncharted territory. This is a place many of us, or none of us, have been. And what's interesting about this is shelter in place, like you just put, Karen, doesn't necessarily mean no one's ever going to see you. Now we're doing more video than we've ever done. We're connecting and imaging more than we ever have. And so I think it's so important to remember to really meet yourself where you are. Maybe what you would have considered your beauty standard a few weeks ago no longer applies, or quite frankly, isn't even possible anymore. And maybe you never would have showed up at a video conference with grays showing, but now you have no choice because your salon is closed, for example, right? And so my first thought here is, let's meet ourselves where we're at. I think it's so important right now to show up accepting where we are without feeling guilty. Remember, if you have a beauty routine that is important to you, if you have things that you do to take precautions with your maintenance or look different or do your hair, do your nails, etc., that just translates to the fact that you care about yourself. That's all that has to mean. It's really important to reexamine like what we're making all of this mean. And so it's helping us, in my opinion, to understand what level do we want to take care of ourselves? What is necessary to take care of ourselves? So I really encourage everyone to think about this and accept where you are without feeling guilty. Perspective is important. You know, I talked to clients, I was just talking to a few last week who said, I feel so guilty for wanting to go get my nails done or wanting to get my hair done when there are people who are in way worse situations than mine, right? My biggest worry right now is that I want to get my hair done. Right. And that, I just don't think that's helpful right now, right? It's important to own where you are personally in this scenario. Yes, there are people out there where the least of their worries is their hair. But if your worry right now is your hair, that's okay. That just means you want to take care of yourself. It just means you want to feel normal in your own routine. There is nothing wrong with that, right? So I think what's important is, A, of course, accept without guilt. Accept where we're at. Don't worry or beat yourself up if you are having some of these thoughts of you wish you could get something done. And I think it's also time, and I invite you, if you're listening, to think about this. It's time to sort of make a new agreement with yourself of what your beauty care routine is going to look like. If it isn't possible and you really like it, then great. Hopefully it'll come back and you'll be able to do it here in the next few weeks, months, whatever it may be. But make a new agreement with yourself. What will your beauty routine look like in shelter in place? Come up with that. Be intentional about it. It might help to kind of have this new, like, updated agreement. Well, great. Now it looks like this. And so I don't have to hold that guilt or that energy in worrying about what it used to be.
I love it. Thank you. Thank you for giving us permission, right, to think differently about this. Sometimes, Stacey, we just need your permission, right? We really do.
Yes, we do. Absolutely. It's important. Yeah.
Now, the other thing that you talk about is, you know, as our routines, you know, and our regimens get upended, that's not entirely bad, right? That disruption could lead itself to some new creative outlets. So I know your next tip is on creativity, and as creativity sort of meets connection.
To me, you know, Karen, once I sort of calmed down about the different things that I wasn't able to keep up with my routine, I was able to kind of think about it as like, what are the opportunities here? There's a chance here that we can get creative with learning new skills and how to take care of ourselves. We have so many resources at our fingertips, right? There's endless YouTube videos, for example, on how to do an at-home pedicure or, dry brushing, which is something new my friends are all into, right? Which is not only a cosmetic thing, but apparently is really good for your body, right? There's all this endless amount of people out there who are really willing to share. And I think one of the great things we're going to see in this scenario is how willing people are to connect and share. And so if you can think through your context, if you can think through YouTube and start to reach out to people, you know, I have a friend who's amazing at artistic thought and hair. And so like, I literally reached out to her and I was like, okay, grays are happening. What do I do? Do you have any ideas? Okay, she's a great friend, but her and I hadn't talked in months. And we had this great conversation and we kind of just got this reconnection conversation happening. And I think it's important to be able to remind ourselves there's opportunity to connect here. There's opportunities to get creative. And creativity and connection usually go hand in hand because we're going to need help if we're kind of going out of our realm. When we're in uncharted territories and we don't know what it looks like, we often do need help. So it's not about pressure to me right now. It's kind of about curiosity. How can I get creative? Who can I connect with? What can I learn? And this so beautifully put before about getting, you know, having permission and me giving you permission, I'd love to give it all to you. So I'm asking you, do you have room to give yourself permission to be a little messy?
Sure.
This is some time to get a little messy, get creative, right? Just get playful with it. If we go into that energy, I think it'll feel a little bit different.
Well, and that kind of energy, right, providing we can find it and harness it, right, it really leads into your next tip around staying productive. And, you know, being productive is what keeps us balanced and provides some normalcy, right? So talk to us more about that and your final tip on how we view beauty through, honestly, being kind to ourselves by owning and honing our power.
You know, if you've seen any of the videos we've done for Tridel Dev to this point, you know I love talking about power. For me, I just truly believe, especially as women, but definitely as human beings, we have more power than we give ourselves credit for. And often we give away a lot of power. And so when I think about it in my beauty care routine, I kind of come back to like, man, where am I giving my power that I don't really need to? Is this a good time to reevaluate where I'm giving my power? So if I'm talking very like personal example here, I really learned like I don't need my nails done. It's actually not my most top priority, but you better bet your butt when my hair salon opens back up, I'm back in that chair, right? And it's great because Karen, it's helping me reevaluate my priorities. And to me, that's like, how do I sort of remind myself where my power is and where am I choosing to put my power? And if I'm choosing to put my power back into getting my hair done, then great, because that's my choice. I can do that guilt-free. But I also realized some of my beauty routine was just on autopilot. Well, I just went because I had my standing appointment every 2 weeks.
Right.
And I didn't really think about it. And this is sort of helping me to say, well, actually, if I take a step back, that was just giving power away and frankly, money away. I didn't really need to. Like, I can do my own at-home manicure pretty darn well. So I think part of what will happen here is we'll be able to like re-grab some of our power and remind ourselves, A, what we're capable of, how strong we are, what we can learn, what we can create, And also, where do we want our power and energy to go? Why is that important? And me stepping into that, even after things start to, you know, get back to normal or whatever the new normal is going to look like, that's honing my power. Me making the choice and being able to stand in that space and feel really good about it.
I just love it. I also wonder if we'll appreciate some of those beauty routines more. I personally have gotten to the point where it felt right, like it felt a little obligatory.
Yeah.
Yeah. Get there every 6 weeks for hair and every few weeks for nails. And I found it to be, it felt more like maintenance than it did a treat to get a manicure and pedicure.
Yeah.
Right. Boy, that would not be an inconvenience to me at all right now. It would be the luxury it really is that we stopped sort of viewing it as, right?
Absolutely. That's such a beautiful point. You know, I agree with you. There'd be times, especially the nail salon, like, oh, it takes so long, right?
Yeah.
And
yeah.
I love that point. And I think it's also helping me like learn a little grace for others, right?
Yeah.
I mean, if I see the mom at preschool drop-off who has grays, you know, in six, 8 months, 10 months, whenever I see her again,
right.
I'm going to probably give her a little wink instead of being like, right. Oh, that mom doesn't take care of herself, right? Like, I'm going to probably give some grace because we're all in this together. And, you know, we're not in the exact same boat, but we're all in a big cruise ship together, right? We're all in a similar situation.
Yes, we
and
are.
So we can understand each other. We can be kinder to ourselves. We can be kinder to other people.
Absolutely. I love all of that. Yeah. And, you know, bring back the headbands, you know, is what I'm thinking. The hair scarves. I did see a colleague the other day sporting the most darling little, I mean, like straight out of the, you know, late 70s, right? Little cute little hair scarf tied to the side, darling. And she said, yes, I haven't been to the hair salon. And so you'll see a plethora of these. Stacey, I mean, I just have to thank you for sharing yourself with us and reassuring us as women, as mothers, as parents, as students, and as leaders. You know, what you've shared with us today is really, it's a transformative way for us to consider how we're viewing some of these really relatively minor inconveniences, courtesy of COVID-19.
Yeah.
How can our listeners find you all the time and have access to your powerful words and your great work?
Well, thank you. Yes, everyone can always visit my website, stacyneto.com, where I put out the most relevant and up-to-date stuff is Instagram, which is my handle is Stacy L. Nato. It's important for you to know that I'm walking the talk here. So if you want to connect, if you're feeling like you would like to reach out, please do so. Everything is just here for the serving right now. I'd be happy to jump on calls and share DMs. I'm here for you. I believe in you all. And so please always reach out if anything, questions or anything arises.
Thank you so much. And our listeners, thank you so much. Friends,
thank
listeners,
you.
Right? There you have it. Another incredible 3 for You installment from our very own Stacy Nato. Thank you so much for joining us again and for always inspiring our sister, Stacy. We hope all our members and families remain safe and that you're all following important guidelines regarding COVID-19. There's so many Tri-Deltas serving on the front lines during this crisis and healthcare and law enforcement and other areas. Our thoughts and Delta love go out to all of you, all of them, as they continue to serve unselfishly during these unprecedented times. If you liked this 3 for You experience, you can find more 3 for You topics at tridelta.org/3, the number 3, for you. And if there are additional topics you'd like to hear about, we'd love to hear from you. Email us at podcast@trideltaeo.org. And please, please like, subscribe, and rate our podcast. Know that we love things in threes, but for our podcast, we love 5-star ratings. Thank you for talking Tri-Delta with us today. Join us next time. Stay safe and bring you.